Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We got a message in from a listener who was looking for some relationship advice. Hi, Niall. I'm writing into you with a problem that I have. I'm dating a girl for 4 years. About a year ago, we broke up for 2 weeks. And during that breakup, she slept with somebody else. Yeah. We got back together again after 2 weeks. I love my girlfriend and we get on really well. Sometimes she talks about marriage and I do love her. I just can't get the thought of her having that one night stand with another man out of my head. I'm looking for some advice. Should I leave her? Well, it's got to be playing in your head, man, obviously, for the rest of your life, because you're obviously thinking about it. Now, you did say you took a break for 2 weeks, inverted commas. He took a break for 2 weeks, inverted commas. So they both agreed to take a break. If you take a break in a relationship, does that mean the other person can be with somebody else on a one-night stand or can do something with somebody else or have a bit of a snog with somebody else on a one-night stand? Is that okay during a, inverted commas, break? Or is that cheating? Because I believe he thinks that was cheating. He says he loves her, but he can't get this out of his head. This is going to cause trust issues in the relationship. You do realise that. You're never going to get it out of your head. She was with somebody else. In bed. Get over it. You either accept it or you don't. That's my thinking on it. But clearly not. His thinking on it is that even though they were on an inverted commas break, she should still should be loyal to him. Now, I mean, a break could last 2 weeks or it could last 2 months. It depends on how long you agreed to break for. So, I mean, is he right? I mean, is this going to cause a problem? I mean, some couples take a break from a relationship if things have become strained. Some see it as a way of getting clarity on whether or not to continue the relationship. And in some instances, people can see that they love the other person more. They want to get back together. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, all that kind of stuff. In other cases, they realise that they were better off apart and the relationship will never come back together. It could be the end of the relationship. However, rules need to be set out on whether or not you can see people during that break. But do you believe in taking breaks from a relationship? Is your relationship doomed if you essentially take a break? I mean, maybe you've been in that situation before. How did it work out for you? I remember I talked to a guy in the air and he actually got a separation from his wife. And 6 weeks later, they realised they couldn't live without each other. And they got back together again. Now they're happy. But during that time, if she was with somebody else, is that cheating? I mean, really, the question is today, do you think there is such a thing as taking a break from a relationship? I mean, if you take a break from a relationship, isn't that the end of the relationship? For the time being, anyway. So it's over, really. Unless you decide to get back together again. So do you think there's such thing as taking a, inverted commas, break from a relationship? Do you hear people saying that? We're taking a break for a little while. You're not really taking a break, are you? The relationship is over. And if you get back together, that'd be great, wouldn't it? So let me know what you think. Do you think there is actually such thing as taking a break from a relationship? Now, let me go to Robbie. Robbie, getting back to these breaks in a relationship, is there such thing even as a break, Robbie?
No, I'm going to Happy New Year to you, Noel.
Happy New Year to you too, Robbie.
Yes, I don't think the breaks, like for me, I don't think it worked. There was a reason behind the break in the first place, you know. And it sounds like a script from Friends, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Ross and Rachel all over again, like, you know. But, I mean, I think there was a reason behind the break-up in the break in the first place, you know. And from this, I think she already had your man lined up, but she didn't like what she got and went back to your man, you know.
I think I have that clip actually here from Friends.
We were on a break.
Oh, you know, Ross, why don't you just put that on your answering machine?
We were on a break!
We were on a break!
It isn't really a break. I mean, if you tell somebody we're going to have a break, it's kind of over, isn't it? Until you resume the relationship.
I mean, what's a break? Like, yeah, we're breaking up. You know, it's like, I tell you what, let's have a couple of weeks break. Let's see how things go. And if it doesn't work out, we'll get back together again. It's nonsense. You know what I mean?
But let's say you both agree it's a break for some strange reason, right? You both agree that it's actually a break. Well, and then during that month break, and you do get back together again, the other half goes out and has a quick one with somebody else.
Yeah.
Is that cheating?
No, I suppose it's not because you were on a break, as Ross and Rachel say there. But, I mean, the whole thing is that if you go out and had a quick one and then you just want to go back to the other person, really, I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. like, why have a break in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
You're not into the relationship in the first place.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That's it, really, yeah. Because if it's a break, there's something wrong, isn't there?
Yeah, if there's a break, there's something wrong there. And, I mean, the way he's going on there, even if he does stay with her and marries her...
It's
got to
be in his head all the time, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, all the time. Every time she goes out and is...
And I don't want to get it's daytime radio and everything else, but he said that she slept with somebody else. So every time he's in bed with her, he's going to be thinking she was with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody else has been here.
Yeah. Somebody else has been here.
Yeah. You know, and the same, by the way, I don't want to be sexist about this. If he did it, she'd be thinking that too. So it's going to create a trust issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, and I mean, you'll get the calls for this one, but. If it was him that done it, I think he'd be getting more sack than her doing it. You know what I mean?
Oh, do you think so? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You think
a woman would give a guy a harder time than a guy giving a woman? I don't agree with you. And I'll tell you why. There's been research done in relation to men. Men, you know, in relationships, take the relationship more seriously. They do. They take exclusivity. Now, I know that the research might suggest that men cheat more. Maybe that's just because women don't get caught. But men tend to take the relationship and the idea of exclusivity more seriously. I think men get more jealous than women.
Probably, yeah. I see where you're going with that one. Yeah, I think men are probably, you know, marking their territory, if you want to call it that, you know.
Like, men are less likely to forgive women for cheating, for example, than women are when it comes to men. It seems. Mm. Well, maybe that's just because men do it more often or cheat more often.
Probably, yeah.
But I think men take relationships very seriously. I think they say that men fall in love quicker, by the way, than women.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm.
But it looks like this fella has fallen in love. But
he's mad into her, yeah. He said it about four times in the short email, how much he loves her.
And his little heart is being broken, but I think there's a lot more heartbreak down the road than that one, mate.
Yeah, well, stay there because Michael, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Michael?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Michael. Are you there, Michael?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, do you want to give me your view, your opinion there, Michael? I hate to shake you up a little bit there, you know.
Ask me a question.
Oh, well, the question is, Michael, is there such thing as a break?
No, he needs to move on.
That's it. He just needs to move on, does he? Get over it.
Yeah, more or less. He needs to just, move on.
Dumper, like?
Yeah, well, they're not together. Move on. There's plenty of...
Well, they are back together, but he just can't get over the fact that she slept with somebody else while they were on their break.
Nah, he needs to move on. She belongs to the streets now. That's just the way it is.
Oh, God. What? She belongs... What? She's feral now, is she?
She belongs to the streets. That's just how it is.
What do you mean she belongs to the streets?
He needs to move on. He needs to realise that he's the prize. She's not the prize. He's the prize.
He's better than her, like, is he?
See, this, for me, what I think is going on here is that, you know, in relationships, there's there's always a higher value person. So it sounds like she is probably better looking than him and probably is a bit... He's punching above his weight or whatever in terms of...
You're making an awful lot of assumptions, by the way, but go on, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why else would he be fawning over her, like, you know what I mean?
So loves her.
Yeah.
Nah.
She doesn't have to be extensively good looking for him to love her. He might just see beauty in her and loves her.
In terms of men and women, that's what men look for. They look for look. It's look.
No, it's not. That's absolute nonsense.
It is.
Robbie, help me out here, will you?
I agree with it. Because if that was the way that every bloke was looking for a catwalk model, like, I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'm not a catwalk model. I never said that.
No, not everybody.
No, Robbie. Men are looks. We're all about the looks.
No, we're not.
We are. Well, then you're not a man.
No, I will agree with one thing. When it comes to sex, for example, and intimacy, men are more visual than women. I would agree with that. That's why more men watch porn than women, right? So men are more visual when it comes to the sexual aspect of it. But that doesn't necessarily mean they have to be a supermodel.
Never said
because different men like different attributes in women.
I never said she had to be a supermodel. You have to find her attractive.
No, he has to find her attractive.
Exactly.
Yeah. That doesn't mean everyone has to find her attractive.
Yeah, but he's like he needs to just move on. That's what he needs to do. He needs to cop on to himself.
She's a woman. What did you say? She's a woman of the streets.
She belongs to the streets.
She belongs to the streets.
She belongs to the streets, yeah. She's out there she's out there playing the field like a man, and he's sitting home like a woman.
Oh, playing the field like a man.
Men play the field. Women don't play the field because they're not able for it. Men are.
What?
Emotionally, men and women are different emotionally. Women can't handle playing the field. That's why they all end up mental over it.
You have some very strange opinions, Michael.
I know the difference between men and women, and I'm honest. I'm brutally honest, and that's the problem. I'm brutally honest. That's the problem.
Robbie,
women are
so
a lot mentally stronger than you think.
Yeah, they are. Women are a lot mentally. He said that women are a lot stronger than you think mentally.
I never said that women aren't strong. What I said is men and women are different emotionally. I can go out Monday to Friday, right? Sleep with a different woman Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Have the weekend off, and I won't be affected emotionally by it. Whereas if a woman does that, she's going to be mental. She's going to lose the plot.
Why is she going to? Well, hang on. Why is she going to lose the plot?
Women are losing the plot.
Why is she going to?
They're carrying on. They're carrying on like men when they're not men, and that's why they're going mental.
I'd love to know this book you're reading.
It's an observation of life. Have you not heard me on the show before? This is how I go on. I don't read books like that. I observe people and...
This is your observations, that women can't handle being flirtatious and can't handle being players, essentially.
No, women can't handle acting like men because they're not men.
And men can't handle acting like women.
Exactly, and that's why we've all these cooked men going around.
What?
Like, broken, cooked men who aren't men anymore. That's the problem. Right. So you're right, Robbie, I agree with you.
So what? So men who have been demasculated?
Yeah, we've a lot of men going around acting like women, and we've a lot of women going around acting like men, and men can't actually act like women, and women can't actually act like men, and that's what the world is fucking bonkers. That's what the world is bonkers at the moment. It's one of the reasons.
Right, because
I think there's a lot more to your story there than you're letting on.
No, you're just... No, see, you're
are you single still, Michael, are you?
You mean I'm not in a steady relationship, as in I choose not to put sure. I am. I see women, but I don't settle down. That's what I'm saying.
Because you haven't found the right one yet.
I've been with some. I'm 40. I've been with a lot of women, and I'm not interested in settling down at the moment in my life.
Right.
It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't.
And what is it about commitment to a relationship that kind of gets you?
It's not about commitment. It's about like. What does a relationship actually do for you? Like, what does it actually do for me? And it's at the moment in my life, I've no need to settle down with someone and whatever. I mean,
you're just not into the hassle of it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need the hassle of it. I mean, I will enjoy the company of a woman, and I do have female friends, and I do hook up with women, but I'm not going to go any further than that. Not at the moment, anyway.
Right,
I might be someone who's amazing and whatever, but
if you did want to, if you did want to go forward further with it, yeah. Honestly, what would you be looking for in a woman?
I don't want to sound like a mental case. No, I'm not giving a big list.
Hang on for a second anyway, because I have to go to a break. Stay with me, Michael, if you can. The number is 087-188-0008. Is there such a thing as a break in a relationship? And is Michael's theory on women right? They just can't handle being players. Let me go to Angela. Angela, getting back to what we're talking about. Taking a break. Sorry, Angela.
You're all right.
Well, Michael believes that you're a special type of species that are incapable of being players. But anyway, go on.
That's not what he said, Noya.
I'm just so much joking.
That's the way we took it up. But, yeah, there is such a thing as a break. It's called a break up.
Well, that's really it, isn't it? Yeah.
That's it. End of. Now, if you turn around and go, listen, you know, I just need a little bit of time. Okay? I just need time to get, you know, my head together. I don't think we're getting on. That's fine. But... guys, and I think it's guys, I'm sorry, I'm going to be sexist, seems to think, I need a break there. Yeah, need a break there for a couple of weeks, you know, and think that that's their pass to go out and, you know, play the field.
And have sex with anything that moves.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So you believe it's just an excuse to go off and have sex with other people?
It is, yeah. Like, who turns around and says, oh, I need to have a break there? How long for? I do know someone in this situation who their wife decided that she just needed a break. And, like, it's fair juice to him. 8 months later, he was going, how long is this break going on for? You know?
But that's a separation, really, isn't it? Yeah, that's a separation.
Well, no, but, like, honestly, he was like, she needs time, that's fine, and he waited for her. But, like, 99% of the time, it's a lad going, do you know what? I'm sick of her for a while.
Don't yeah, I know what Michael will be thinking, that he's a gobshite.
Yeah.
What?
Well, he allowed her to take a break for 8 months in the marriage, Michael.
Is it a marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like he was going out with her.
No.
Oh, right.
No, a marriage.
8 months.
Oh, right. Is this Angela's friend or the call? It's the
no, Angela's friend.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Listen, Michael. People are saying Michael's away with the fairies. Yes, somebody else says.
I think Michael's had a few this morning,
wasn't he? No, I wasn't.
I know, that's Michael.
I was crossing stories there.
Yeah, that's just Michael Angela. Listen, Michael, thanks very much indeed. I'm sure we'll come back to it again, as we usually do.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.